I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
Steph?
We are back! It's been a while since we've recorded!
It has. Welcome to episode 185.
185!
And today we have our favorite guest, your sister, Katie Keller Schnetzer.
Hey, sister!
Hi, everybody!
Who, I should say, showed up here today wearing the same exact outfit as Steph. The same exact shirt,
yep.
The same exact shorts.
Yep.
You walk in, I'm like, what is this, ladies?
Hair in a ponytail.
Hair in a ponytail.
Yep. No makeup. So,
nope.
We're off to a good start here. So this should be fun. So Katie, mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many episodes you've been on now. Hands down, you've been on more than I would say anybody else. Any friend, any guest.
Shoot.
That means probably close to 10, right? At this point. Oh,
you know I don't do math.
Oh my gosh, it has to be more than that.
Can't count okay. That high.
So... So today, we want to share some of our family vacation stories to Myrtle Beach from this past summer. And then next week's episode will be with our friend Adam Bennett. And we'll be sharing stories from our recent trip, Steph, to Colorado Springs with Victor Marks.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it was crazy.
Unbelievable trip.
Like literally, we're trying to start this podcast and we keep telling sis about these stories. And we're like, okay, after the podcast, then we're going to tell you some more stories.
Because
it's just mind-blowing what happened in 48 hours there.
Absolutely. Also, in next week's episode, we're going to drop some big news about our book as well. Can't wait to share that piece of news as well. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
However, let's talk about vacation stories. And I want to set the stage here because last year on our vacation to Myrtle Beach, we went to a fire show where I was afraid that the entertainers may burn the place down.
It's a fire show.
Because it was one of those things where we were awfully close and they started lighting stuff on fire from balls to pins to knives and just kept escalating. Mm-hmm. But they're dropping stuff.
You didn't feel like the control was there.
No, not at all. Like when we go to these entertainment shows, typically you're very confident Cirque du Soleil that someone's not going to fall or kill an animal.
They're going to nail the act.
Yes.
Yes.
They've practiced. I did not have that confidence last year to the point where the one dude caught himself on fire. The ninja, mm-hmm. the fire ninja, actually caught himself on fire. His lapel. And Steph's like yelling. You're Steph, the registered nurse here.
Yes.
Yelling, you're on fire!
And then he's calming me down.
Hey, calm
and
down,
like,
lady.
Excuse you. I'm here to help you.
As he
part of your act is on fire.
Yes, he's patting himself down, pats out the fire. And then, they're dropping stuff on the floor. And then they would have a fire blanket and throw it on top of the flaming knife. And it was wild. It was absolutely wild. So there were four entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was really good.
Yes, she was.
She was very good. So that's the context.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the second night at Myrtle Beach, Katie. We went and they still do the fire show.
Oh, it was so exciting. Mike, here we go again.
Steph's like, okay, we're going back to this fire show.
Yes, we are.
So we end up going to it. And the first thing I notice, Katie, is the benches are much further away from the
obviously.
Stage this year.
Well, we have learnings, right?
Yes, they have learned. Because literally, I was thinking, if they drop this bowling pin that's on fire or this knife, it may roll down here in front of my family. So I was on edge.
Obviously.
Being close to the stage like we were last year. So that was the first thing I noticed. Okay, the benches are much further back from the stage. Then they bring out the performers. There's four performers again.
Mm-hmm.
The really good one from last year, not there. So she must have been promoted.
She graduated.
She went to the circus or something.
Yeah. She went to Cirque du Soleil. They're like, you are ready, grasshopper.
Your time has come. You're in the big show now. No more performing in front of 30 people here at Myrtle Beach. So the other three we recognized because, like, oh, there's the same ones from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they started performing and they're much better.
Oh,
they were much better
so
this year.
So much better.
I only saw them drop like maybe two things
in the entire show.
In the entire 30 minute show.
Yeah.
So where that was not the case last year. So they have improved.
Yes.
They have definitely been practicing over the past year, which was nice. However, I'll say 5 minutes into the show, Katie, we're watching it. One of the performers comes out of the side tent and is pointing at Steph.
Oh.
She's pointing at Steph. Another performer comes out and they're pointing at her. I'm like, oh no, what is this? Is this good? Is this bad? Why are they pointing across the deck area, the outdoor space, at Steph? It's very noticeable.
Yes.
Steph, did you notice them pointing at you?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. So I noticed it. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
What's happening?
So we get to the end of the show. And of course, we're applauding. Steph screaming, yelling for the performers. And then immediately runs up on stage and gives them a hug.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as Steph gets on the stage, the one performer goes, "You came back. Thank you so much."
Stop.
I shouldn't be surprised by this by now, but they remembered Steph. So the performer said, "I'm in the tent. 5 minutes of the show, I hear someone yelling." And I'm like, "I know that voice."
No.
She's like, "I came out of the tent and I saw your wife." I was like, "That's her. They're back." Because last year, of course, Steph's yelling at them, "You're on fire," and cheering them on. And like, we're so happy when they would catch the knife or do a trick. We're like, "Oh my gosh, they did it. Okay. They got this far in the act." So last year, they're like, "Hey, this was a great crowd tonight. Thank you so much. And especially this lady in the front row. Thank you so much for the cheering and the kind applause." So
I don't know if I should be like, you know, touched or embarrassed that they
honored.
Remember That's my voice.
Amazing.
Isn't that funny?
They heard you yelling and applauding and it triggered them. I've heard this. They come out and they're pointing at you. That's the woman.
How funny is that,
That's
sis?
Insane.
So funny.
Did Steffi tell you what happened to me yesterday morning? On my
Friday
walk.
Morning.
Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that the kids have started school, I have to walk Love at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
And Love's your dog.
Love's our dog. So it's the only time that we can do it is in the morning before we get everybody else ready. So we're finishing up our walk and we're probably a block away from our house. And I see a man and a woman walking towards us. They had a flashlight, but they were kind of using it just across the street and then they would turn it off.
Okay. That's very nice of them.
And it's very smart, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I see them coming. So Love and I get off to the side of the sidewalk and we're just waiting for them. And they walk by and they said, you know, "Have a nice day." And I was like, "I hope you have a nice day." And the guy turns around and he was like, "Mason?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "You're Steph's sister. You're Katie." And I was like, "How the frick did you know that?" And he was like, "It's Jason from the kettlebell gym." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." So my point is, in the pitch black, they knew that
voice. He heard a voice.
That's
Steph Mason.
He was like, "That's Mason." And when was the last time you saw Jason?
Oh my gosh. Pre-COVID.
Yeah,
5 years ago?
Years ago.
Yeah.
That's so
but
funny.
But just a random woman walking down the street.
And she thought it was Steph. Yeah. That's wild. I could see that. So yeah, that's what happened here. I shouldn't be surprised by this, but I was very surprised. Like, it was completely a year later.
Yeah.
They recognize that voice. All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So, Steph, let's talk about the magic show that we went to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You set this up.
I totally did. So I wanted to do some activity as a family some evening. And I'm like, what would be good? What would be good? And I'm like, a magic show.
Yes.
We've already had a fire show. Let's do a magic show.
I love that.
I love magic shows. Like, our kids I know would love it. Mm. I know mom and dad love magic shows.
For sure.
So I was looking, found this guy, amazing reviews. And the great thing was, it was great reviews for children too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was supposed to be a magic comedy show. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you get nervous with its comedy.
Yes.
So I was like, ugh. But all the reviews had excellent reviews dealing with this magician, the comedian, and children. I was like, done. This is what I'm going to do. So I reached out to Kevin. I'm like, Kevin, I would love to buy these tickets for all of us, with mom and dad included. Are you okay with that? Because they weren't cheap. Mm-hmm. And he's like, absolutely, go for it.
Perfect.
So.
Game on.
Game on. Kevin's like, do you have the directions? Well, I gave them to mom and dad, right? Because they were driving. So I was like, they're ahead of us. Mm. They can have them. Mm-hmm. And then my phone was being charged back in the room. But we had Kevin's phone, so we were okay.
Can I interject here?
Okay.
Because, Katie, this happened, what, 3 weeks ago?
So, yeah.
And it may still be too soon to talk about this. So, Katie, this was the only time on vacation that I did not take the lead with looking up directions and knowing exactly where we're going ahead of time.
Okay.
So, Steph, like you said, you booked the tickets for the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As we're getting in the van, I asked if she knew where this place was. And you said,
yes.
Yes.
I do.
Apparently, that means I have no clue where this place is. And when you ask her the name of the place, she doesn't know the name of the place.
I have no clue. Mm-mm.
Did not know the name of the place.
But I have the address.
See,
that's all that matters.
That is not your fault.
It is not.
That is technology's fault.
It is. So I gave the address to mom and dad. They were going to take the lead. We were going to follow them.
Yeah.
Which I thought was perfect.
Great plan.
Now, in the past, I would have Steph prove it. When she says, yes, I know where we're going, I would say, okay, show me here on my phone. Where are we going?
That doesn't go over well. No. No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Excuse me?
Excuse you.
So she wants me to trust her because there's been times where she's handed me money and I'll count the money in front of her.
In front of me.
Excuse you.
Oh, sis. And oh. What are you doing?
What are you
doing?
I just do it. I don't assume. It's correct.
So
never assume.
It is so rude. But that's his thing. Never assume, Steph. Like, I'm your wife. What the heck? No.
I can't assume.
Are you serious right now?
You know what happens when we assume.
Oh, yeah. Usually we don't talk after that. Yeah, I'll assume that real quick. We're going to do some assuming right there. Assume we're done talking for the night.
Yes. You can assume we were not talking a whole lot on this drive to the theater.
Okay. Can I talk about our drive to the theater?
Please.
Okay, so.
Because you don't have your phone.
I don't have my phone because it was charging in the room. But we had your phone. Which is fine until his phone all of a sudden stops working.
Yes.
Which never happens.
It's like the GPS froze. The cell phone connection froze. Like, it's not moving anymore.
That's crazy.
It's worthless. I can't do anything.
Can't do a doggone thing. So I'm just like, well, just stay behind mom and dad. That's his
just
only
follow
job.
Follow them.
Just
trail them.
That's all you got to do. That is your one job.
Yep. Here's what happened. As you can imagine, like Murphy's Law, right? Anything that could go wrong does go wrong. I let a car come off the extra ramp.
No, you don't do that.
No, they're trailing.
Not Murphy's Law. You trail. He was driving
you
Miss
ride
Daisy.
The bumper.
Driving Miss Daisy. There was five car lengths. I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
We're really not talking right now because he's angering me because he's driving
so slow.
So I'm not really talking to him because I'm trying not to be the backseat driver.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not trying to rear-end your mother as well, who is leading us. I'm not tailgating her.
Well, you're not at five car lengths. You had a very safe distance between her. So he was so far back, sis.
A car got between us.
And then mom went through a light. And he's like, she went through the red light. No, buddy. It was green when she went.
Oh, Lord.
You're that far behind. Oh. So then we're in trouble, sis.
Oh, you got nothing.
We got nothing.
Do you have an atlas?
We don't have a dad's atlas.
Oh, that's a problem.
And we don't know the name of this place, apparently, as well.
It was.
Oh, that's awful.
It was a hot mess. It was a hot mess.
I'm stressed out. I wasn't even there.
Steph's like, can we pull over? Because Steph, she has so many strengths. So many wonderful things about Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating in the car is definitely not one of them.
Oh, horrible. I will completely admit it.
In what way?
Every way. Every way.
Like I'm trying to drive. Give me my phone.
I'm like, it's not safe. But he's like, give me my phone. I'm like, well, I don't want to do these directions. It's horrible.
In what way do you fail? Like, do you just
finding anything?
Anything.
Looking on Google.
But I think it's because he stresses me out.
Oh.
He stresses me out because he's giving me the look that he's giving you right now. Yeah. It's not a good look.
The look is, what the frick you mean? You don't know the name of the place we're going to.
So the problem is, we have to be at this place 10 minutes before the show starts.
Yes.
Because then they lock the doors.
Yes.
So at this point...
Everybody needs to be sat.
Yes.
That's what the ticket said. You said in your email.
Yes.
We need to be there 10 minutes early in our seats prior to the show starting.
It is 20 till... And we have no clue where we're at.
Oh, no.
So at this point, we're like, we're done. So we talked to mom and dad. They're almost there. I'm like, just go without us. Enjoy it.
Oh.
Our kids.
The kids are crying.
Oh.
They are sobbing.
We're going to miss the magic show.
He and I aren't talking.
Oh, terrible.
It was horrible.
So like, can we just stop and ask somebody? Sure. So I stopped at O'Charlie's or something.
It was
some restaurant.
So I go in. And there's this nice patron eating his meal. So I
Wait.
You didn't go to the host?
No.
You went to the people eating dinner?
Yes.
You didn't go to the bartender or the host? The worker?
There wasn't time. My kids are crying.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
Well, probably because we weren't talking. So you walked in and just went to a random person eating the meal. Like, hey, did you sit down in the booth?
I was bent over so I could scroll through his phone. So he was mid-bite.
I died.
I needed him to finish chewing.
Did you try to take the phone away from him?
I didn't, because that would have been rude.
He was holding his phone and you're scrolling through it?
Scrolling through. But I need help. I need help. I need you to swallow so we can talk. I was so nice about it. But he like wanted to have more of a conversation and I didn't have time for that. And I'm like, buddy, I don't have time for this. I have three crying kids in the car. My husband and I aren't speaking. I'm like, just give me an idea of what direction I need to go on the highway. That's all
Point
I need. That's
right
all
direction.
I
need.
And can I have one of those buttery rolls?
And can I have
quite hungry.
I mean, you're not going to eat all five of them, right? So can I have one? Because I really need one right now.
I need some carbs.
So I get back in the car, and I just tell Kevin a general direction of where we're supposed to go.
Yes.
By the way, I think it is still a little too soon for us to be telling this story, don't
still
you?
Upset. Again, I still blame you. So there we're at. This is where we're at right
that's
now.
That's true. You still blame me for this.
Absolutely.
You didn't know the name. You didn't know the name of the place. We finally got there.
That's all you had to do.
Sis, we
that's
got
all
there.
You had to do.
And she's like, this is all your fault. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is my fault. You're right. You drove too slow. Steph, you didn't know the name of this place. How is this my fault?
All he had to do, he had one job. He had one job. Drive closer. Do not be
and
five lengths behind.
As you can tell, she still thinks this is my fault.
It's your fault. That's all you had to do. He had one job.
What you should say is, I'm sorry.
That's all I'm asking.
She just needs an apology.
This is bizarro world, but yes.
But, so we are driving. Mom got the manager, the owner of the theater, to call us. I'm like, I am so sorry, sir. And he was the nicest man. He got us there, which is honestly out in the middle of the boonies. Like, out in the middle of nowhere.
It looked like an old Ponderosa restaurant that they converted into a, quote, theater.
Yes.
Which this theater is, you walk in and it's a room with chairs.
Yeah.
That's all this is, and they made a stage.
Yeah.
That's all this is. So it did look like probably an old Ponderosa restaurant.
I thought it was bigger than that.
No.
You're still so bitter. You don't actually remember how nice it was.
Oh my gosh. So Katie, they told us, like Steph said, you need to be in your seats 10 minutes before the show starts.
Were you running?
Oh my gosh.
Did the car even get parked before you opened
the
doors
and
took off?
Got the kids out, took off. Kevin, you could stay in the car. Kevin, you could stay in the car.
Your punishment is that you don't get to come.
Yes.
Lock the doors now.
Good.
Is everyone here?
Shut the doors. Yeah. Shut the doors. Yeah. Shut the doors.
Everyone's here.
Don't let them in. Don't let them in.
Turn the lights off.
Our entire party is here.
Turn the lights off.
We are a party of four now.
So we go inside, and this theater is chairs, a stage, and they've got a concession stand over in the corner, mm-hmm. okay, where they announce, hey, we're going to delay the show here. There's people still at the concession stand, and we're going to delay this show so everyone can get their snacks. Mm-hmm. So I've never seen that where they tell you to be in your seat 10 minutes yeah. early, but then they delay the show 10 minutes so they can sell more popcorn.
It was for the popcorn. People had tokens that they bought popcorn, but they didn't have enough popcorn made.
Oh.
So they had to get everyone's popcorn to us.
Yes.
So then
I understand.
A gentleman with a microphone attached to him, like his mm-hmm. ear, right? And mm-hmm. he's got the pack on.
Yeah.
He's standing in line beside me to go to the restroom. And I'm like, this can't be. Is this a magician? Is this like the main act here? Yeah. It was him. He's in line just with everybody else, like going to the bathroom. He walks in, goes to the bathroom, and then comes out, and the next person goes in. I'm like, oh, wow, this is high class.
Okay.
Right? So he comes back out. He's got his mic, you know, his microphone yep. on, and thankfully his microphone is off at that point, going to the restroom. But then he comes back, and then he goes behind the concession stand. He's helping out with the popcorn and all of this. It was wild. I'm like, this is not what I was expecting. So you liked it. I thought this was probably the corniest show I've ever been to, okay? Mm. This was a magician who, it felt like, really wanted to be a comedian. He did a little bit of magic and a lot of talking in between. Would you say that?
I wish he did more magic than talk.
Because you even said he talked
yeah.
way too much.
He did talk way too much. Like, I thought his acts were really good.
Yeah.
But he just talked too much.
Okay, so one of the first things he did, he asked those who had served in the military to please stand up and be recognized so we could all applaud them, mm-hmm. which was very nice.
I love yeah. that.
Yes.
Love that.
But then the oldest gentleman there was probably close to 80,
yeah.
okay, who had served in the war. And he asked this man who was in front of us if he had fought in the Civil War for him serving our country. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
man, we were having such a nice moment here.
Yeah.
Did one of his magic tricks that he did, which he took out a folder mm-hmm. and he asked a woman in the room, would you be impressed if he had a picture in his folder of her favorite celebrity? And she said, yes, I would. She's like, okay, why don't you name a celebrity and see if I have a picture of your celebrity in my folder? And she's like, okay, Johnny Cash. And he pulls out this picture and it's a picture of a baby. And he's like, all right, here you go. This is a picture of baby Johnny Cash. And so you're like, what? Then he flips it around to put it back in the folder. And on the other side was a picture of a black baby. So if someone had said, like, Samuel Jackson, he'd be like, oh, here's baby Samuel Jackson. If they said,
oh, yes.
So in his folder, he had, like, a white baby, a black baby, an Asian baby, a Latino baby.
Oh, no.
For his trick. And it's like, oh, dude, this is the magic show?
Oh, no.
I'm like, how much money did I spend on these tickets?
Oh, no.
So how much money? My husband and I are still not talking to each other. I can't even enjoy this show because how much did we spend? I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh. So then he asked for kids. Kids want to come on stage to possibly perform a magic act? Come on stage. So L, Emmy, Tate go up on stage.
Obviously.
And he starts on the left side of the stage and goes to the far right side of the stage.
Okay.
Our kids were on the far right-hand side, probably next to last, I would say, in line. So he would ask them their names, where they're from, and joke around with them if they said something silly. Okay? They're on stage for, what, 15 minutes, I would say?
What? Okay.
Yes, they're on stage.
10 to 15, yeah.
Oh, my.
Do you think Tate can stand there?
No.
It was not
stand
good.
There like a normal person for 10 to 15 minutes?
No.
Absolutely not. So as they're going from the left side to the right side, he gets, I would say, three quarters of the way. Tate is taking off his shirt.
He starts getting rambunctious, and we're like, oh my gosh, stop, stop, stop. And then the comedian or the magician starts pointing at me. He's like, lady, I'm going to get to your
son. Hey, mom,
calm down.
We're going to get to your son in just a second. Because Tate was behind him, and he couldn't see. Like, Tate had just whipped off his shirt, right? And was on stage.
Oh, no.
And Steph is about having a heart attack.
Put your shirt down. I'm giving him the look.
Didn't you stand up? Or like put your shirt down.
Put your shirt down.
And then the magician's like, mom, calm down. We're going to get to your son in just a second.
losing my daggone mind. Takes up there, just stripping off his shirt. I'm like, die. What is he doing?
What is
Mom
happening?
Mom and Dad are in tears.
Laughing.
They think it's hysterical. I'm losing it. The magician's calling me out.
Yes.
And I'm like, he just told her to say, calm down. You don't do that.
Everybody knows you don't tell her to calm down.
That is a trigger word.
Woo-wee.
So they get to Tate, and the magician asks him, what's his name? And of course, he goes, I Tate Man Mason. So he always says his name's Tate Man, like he's some type of superhero.
Yep.
And the magician's like, what was that?
Because he said it so fast.
He said it really fast. Can someone interpret this for me? And then Emmy's like, Tate Man Mason. And he's like, what is that? Tate Man Mason. Is that your Tate Man Mason? I Tate Man Mason. Right. Okay. So finally, they give the kids applause.
Give us our kid.
Get back here.
Yes.
Right. And then Tate was bored after that. He's done. He wants to watch my phone. He wants to do anything else. Just get me out of here.
Oh, God.
So get to the end. And the whole time, he kept trying to sell his magic kit, letting everybody know, hey, after the show, if you didn't get a magic kit, hey, it's over there in the lobby. It's only $30. He's like, you know what? And he asked his 80-year-old assistant, who had been popping the popcorn, to bring him the sticks. He's like, okay, I've got a bucket here of sticks. We're going to put this by the door. Parents, I don't want your child to leave here without a gift, all right? So, if you don't mind, why don't you drop $2 or $3 in the bucket here and get your kid a stick? You know what? If you drop a $5 bill, though, this stick turns into a magic wand for your child. So I would recommend you put a $5 bill in here and let your kid experience a magic wand. And we're just like, are you kidding me?
Are you dying?
I was dying. And I'm like, my husband has so much ammunition against me right now.
Oh,
it was not good.
Dying.
It was not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A stick.
Yes.
But let's circle back. His magic tricks were good. Mom and Dad even said they were good. They enjoyed them.
I thought they were corny.
The girls love them. Going back to the fire show a year ago, they thought it was the best thing.
Yep.
To this day, they thought the magic show was the best thing. They loved it.
See?
See?
So the plan was, as soon as that was over, Steph and I are having our own date night.
Clearly that didn't happen.
And your parents are taking the kids. So I was greatly looking forward to date night with my wife. At this point, I don't know if it's still on or not.
Oh.
Like, what are we doing? So we're walking to the car, and I'm just like, okay, I guess we're still having it. The kids are going with your parents, grandma and grandpa. So
I think Mom and Dad knew how tense it was for Kevin and I. They were like, kids, get in our car.
Yep.
And I'm like, give me my kids. And they're like, nope, you two need this.
So we get in the car, and you can only imagine what my wife says. You can apologize anytime.
Yeah. And we had the best date. If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
it. Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story. Kevin, did you know the two things I love to do is eat and support small businesses?
That is correct.
And Snacks with a Twist checks both boxes.
From specialty pretzels to sweet treats like peanut butter bark and our kids' favorite Buckeye and Marshmallow Pops, this store is a one-stop shop for snacks, treats, and gifts.
You guys will not be disappointed with anything you purchase, and they will ship it to your doorstep. They are a proud sponsor of Tell Us a Good Story. So next week, sis, we talk about our trip to Colorado Springs, which was so much fun.
Yes.
Victor Marks, his beautiful wife, Eileen, hosted us. They could not have been
more gracious to us.
And it was just literally 48 hours of nonstop fun, action, our minds being blown.
Outdoors, we're self-defense, we're knife training, we're shooting guns in the woods. And then they interviewed us on his podcast as well.
Yes.
Before we left. Yeah,
so the Victor was Marks an show. Amazing, amazing time. And we cannot wait to tell you
some
guys
some incredible stories from that. So we will share that next week.
When's that going to air?
Friday, September 1st.
Stop.
Wait until you hear some of these stories.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.